This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight! Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout-out to Jimmy Hoare in front. Those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast, we want to welcome you all.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello, Disney Nerds. Welcome.
Woo!
Tuesday Night Live.
Wait a minute. I'm confused.
Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys.
Thursday Night Live.
Wednesday Night Live on a Thursday. It must be something special. It must be something really special. That's all I can think.
It is. We are here tonight for the finals, the Disney Nerds Snack Madness Finals. We're going to wait for some people to show up, and we're going to share the show, and then we're going to talk about the final two matchup, or the final matchup.
The final matchup. Yeah, this is it. This is the championship game. This is the winner takes all. This is the winner gets bragging rights and the loser goes home.
This is all the first snack I buy when I go to the parks next.
I feel like we should be singing the final countdown, you know, or something, you know.
Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na-na. There.
Europe is who did this.
Yes, true.
Hey, what's up, George? Yes, we're aware that it's Thursday. Thank you. but we're not normally live on Thursday. We're normally live on Tuesday, but we're recording our podcast for tonight with our final match. Oh, look at this guy here.
Really?
Joining from the lava pool at the Poly with a zombie in my hand.
Wow.
That is a song. That is a song lyric right there.
Talk about a way to rub it in. Good Lord.
That's beautiful,
I mean, that's the extra sea. Like, that's the sea salt wound, like, in the
that
wound
is pretty
kind
nasty.
Of thing. You know, that's not just regular salt in the wound.
Brandon, do they still have the slide into the pool, the rock slide? Be really interesting to know that. It's one of the best things.
They just redid that recently, and I haven't, because they added the Mary Poppins pool thing, and then I don't know, because last time I was there, it was being worked on, if I remember.
That was a couple years ago that they finished the model pool, I thought.
Could be,
yeah. From the Disneyland TV show,
yes.
Wonderful World of Color. That was one of the things they opened up with, and it was there when we ended up going to the Poly, too. Nice.
That's awesome.
I'm assuming it's a very nice evening down there.
I would imagine.
Poly is the only deluxe resort I have not stayed at, think about it.
I've not stayed at Poly either.
It's beautiful.
No, nor have I.
Bucket list.
For sure.
Yeah, the only monorail resort I have stayed at is Contemporary.
Lucky enough to be at the Floridian and the Poly.
Nice.
George says he gets second place. He's at the Millsap Lodge with the Pappy Bourbon.
if it's Pappy, for sure, that's almost first place in my book.
I don't know. Being at the Poly in the pool gets a lot of bonus points.
Yeah, it absolutely does. It absolutely does. But you can't discount little Pappy if it is indeed Pappy.
Yeah. I got water here on the live show. That's like.
There you go. I got
sample
iced tea. It's all good.
I've got a Miller Lite, but I also have a Yoda. Oh, you're not able to see because it's green.
Green screen.
Oh, I love that.
No, we can see the castle through Yoda.
Yeah. Do or do not drink this beer. There's no try.
Is that what it says?
It just says do or do not. There's no try. I added the beer part. George says legit Pappy 20 year.
All right, that's good, George. George, that's close for me because
Pappy. George is a bourbon drinker, so
I understand that.
I'm sure he's a fan of the Polite Pig because the Polite Pig has a ridiculous selection of of bourbons.
Yeah, and the fact that you have Pappy right there, there's a waiting list, a lottery, or something that you want.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are people here that will follow the truck to the state store to get that when it comes off.
Wow.
That's a Pennsylvania thing.
It is. It is.
State store.
State store.
It is, yeah. The liquor store. The PA Wine and Spirits or whatever the hell they call it.
See here, you can buy liquor or beer at the gas station.
Yeah, can't. No liquor.
The drive-thru. Grocery
store, gas station. We do have drive-through daiquiri shops. They can't give you an open container.
Well, that's good.
That's a bar.
So what that means is they don't put the straw in the cup. So they give you the covered cup and give you the straw separate. What you do with the straw is completely up to you, but they can't give you an open container.
That reminds me of my R2-D2 thermos that I got at Hollywood Studios when I asked if I could get it with a beer instead of a soft drink. And they said, we don't care what you do with it once you leave, but I can't put it in for you. But here you go.
Kelly says, PA starting at grocery store.
Yeah, not liquor, though.
We've got wine and beer, but yeah, not the booze yet. Although, I do have a Acme near me that has a liquor store, a state store inside the supermarket, which has its own sliding glass doors and it's lockable.
Got
and
it. Separate. Yeah, separate. Yeah. That's good.
Well, even in Florida, they have to have, like, at Lisa's Target. They can sell beer, I think, and wine in the store.
Yep.
But the liquor is a separate building.
Yeah. Well, it's the same building. It has a separate entrance.
You got to walk out and walk in.
Yeah. That's how Florida.
It sucks when it's raining. I've had to do that before. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I got to run outside and run into another door.
One of the first things I did on my first day when moving into the college program was figure out where the nearest liquor store was to my apartment. Like, after, obviously, I moved my stuff in, got the groceries, and I was like, okay, where's the liquor store?
Sure.
I'm not going to mention any names, but somebody in the comment section owes me some labels. John Yaglinski.
I don't know what labels you're talking about. That's all good. So anyway.
For my Coke machine.
Oh,
nice.
John has one as well, so he's supposed to be getting me some.
Got it. I get it.
In the button.
To put inside the button. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah.
Customize it.
Very nice.
George says he paid $1,400 from a collector.
Yeah, that's probably 6 to 7 if you can get it from the store.
I got this for like $9.95 at the Walgreens.
But not just for the one.
Oh, no. That was the whole box.
Yeah.
I spent enough money on ridiculous things. My wife would kill me if I spent $1,400 on a bottle of booze.
Right.
It's all in how you position it.
That's a week in Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get started. So we have the
Let's
final
do match, this.
And then what we're going to be doing, Ed, you hadn't told us.
I was going to hold it up as a surprise. But
yeah, so let's do the final matchup first. Let's go.
Well, we want the viewer. Okay, so we're going to do our final, the championship round of our Disney Madness at DisneyMadness.com. If you want to go look at the results and how we got here, you can go to DisneyMadness.com, and you can also go all the way back for prior years. This year we're doing snacks. Prior years we've done theme park attractions multiple times, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Restaurants, characters. Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
Yep.
George, you said it. I didn't.
So if I share my screen, I'll show what we have for the second half, or as soon as we have to get started. So.
Oh, cool.
Well, we'll let's go ahead and vote, and then we'll
let's do this because we only got one matchup to vote. We have one matchup. At DisneyMadness.com and the screen's there if you want to show it. We have the number one seeded, not overall number one seeded, but a number one seed, the Dole Whip or the Dole Whip float that made it to the final round, which, by the way, the Dole Whip has never had any vote go against it. The Dole Whip has won every vote from everybody all the way through. It beat the Zebra Domes. It beat the Peanut Butter Jelly Milkshake. It beat the Funnel Cake. There were all kinds of things it beat. and it's going up against the number three seeded Nutella and Fruit Waffle. I don't think I'd call this one a long shot, but it being in the final matchup is surprising to me. I expected to see popcorn or Mickey pretzel or something like that, but it is what it is. And it's time to decide which is our favorite snack in Walt Disney World.
All right. So I have Ashley's vote because Ashley couldn't be with us tonight. And right. I think yep. had Lisa's okay. vote.
I have Lisa's so, vote. And Sam has our friends' votes from online also.
I absolutely do.
So let's start with the two people who aren't here. Ed, I'll let you go ahead and give Lisa's first.
Okay, yep. Lisa definitely wanted to be here. She couldn't. And her vote tonight is for the Dole Whip, which is going to be interesting.
Okay. Ashley is having internet trouble, unfortunately, since she couldn't be here either. But she went with the Dole Whip as well.
That's two. That's
all right,
two.
Edward, what's your vote?
You know, this one was really tough. And for as much as I've argued how different and how cool the waffle is and how great it is to get the warm waffle and all that fun Nutella and fruit and stuff like that, I got to go with the Dole Whip. I mean, I've had them at Disneyland. I've had them in Disney World. It's definitely something that is part of the parks.
It is. It is. Brandon's right there by one. Not only is he by a Dole Whip, he's by the Dole Whip that you can get with the shot of rum in it.
With the rum. Right.
The actual.
Yeah. All right.
I think that's what he should get. When he's on the zombie, he needs to get a Dole Whip float with rum.
That's right. So that's three votes.
I'm going to go next, and I'm going to go.
This, by the way, is big for you, Jimmy. I'm really, really
excited because these are literally my two favorite snacks. But I'm going to go Fruit Nutella Waffle.
I'm not surprised.
Okay.
All right. Who is next?
Morgan.
I had to think really long and hard about this because I've been going back and forth between the I'm going to pick it because it's iconic, or I'm going to pick it because I want. So I'm going to stick with it's both. It's both iconic and I want it. Dole Whip.
What? What'd she say? We lost.
Wow. She said Dole Whip before she cracked out.
Did she?
She did. She said Dole Whip. She's back, I'm sure.
What did you say, Mark?
If I can add my...
Not Tello Waffle?
Somebody's abusing the controls. Take them away.
Taste of his own medicine.
There is our final match from
our friends online.
From our friends online. So I just put that right there because our friends online are saying 65% of them have voted for the Dole Whip. And my vote goes Dole Whip too.
How about you guys, for you guys watching too, I saw Kelly pick the Dole Whip. What else did you, what are your choices?
Brandon picked the Dole Whip because he said he's within 100 feet of one.
Right.
Nice. And that's awesome, man.
Yeah, we want a picture of you getting the Dole Whip with rum, though.
Yeah, that is the good one. So Dole Whip's it. And I mean, I don't think we should be surprised here that the Dole Whip is crowned our champion. This is iconic. This is Disney. This is something that I would tell someone that has never visited Walt Disney World and asks me, what should I get to eat? Dole Whip would definitely be in the top five.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I don't know that the Nutella waffle would be in the top five.
I've been hearing stories about the Dole Whips from way back when I started the whole traveling to Disney World in seriousness with the family and doing it more than once a year. It's always been the Dole Whips on the boards, on the early podcasts we listen to. Always been the Dole Whip. And you know what? They've been so right. I haven't been steered wrong at all.
I can tell you this. If popcorn would have made it past the Nutella waffle, I would have voted Dole Whip over popcorn.
Yeah.
I get the flavor.
I might have done that too. I might have done that as well. That's a tough one. You know, I would take it down to, you know, what's the top five if somebody says, right, we're Disney nerds. We go there a lot. That's why the Nutella waffle's here, right? Because if you're telling somebody going for the first time, you're going to say it's a Mickey pretzel. It's a Mickey bar. It's a Mickey ice cream sandwich. It's a Mickey kitchen sink. It's a Dole Whip. It's popcorn. I don't think Nutella comes up. But
well, the sandwich they had there that really brought me to that, what's the name of the restaurant? It's the Sleepy Hollow. Right.
Yes.
What brought me there was the waffle with the prosciutto and Swiss and arugula sandwich. That's what got me there the first time. And that was phenomenal.
Good.
Because
that
it came
sounds
out,
good.
The waffle was warm and the sandwich was like almost like a grilled cheese-ish type of thing. Really, really good. The prosciutto was awesome. And
that
then
sounds really
it just kind of, we found that place based on that sandwich and then it just rotated out, you know, kept liking it.
So that one's not there anymore? That sandwich?
No. Yeah, I don't even know the last time I've seen that one on the menu.
Even the fruit and Nutella waffle's not there right now, but they're on a very, I just saw a Tim Tracker video not too long ago and they were there and there was literally like three things on the menu at Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll come back. And I mean, yes, they definitely do, Jeff. They definitely have turkey legs everywhere. Every park's got them, if not one, but two locations.
It was on our list. It made this cut of 64. It just didn't get that far. But the turkey leg was a snack on our list.
That's a love it or hate it type of thing. Wow.
Yeah.
Love or hate it. Although it's been a while, so I'm probably going to give it another shot next couple trips.
So yeah, I don't know. Is that Dole Whip is the winner. I don't know that I'm surprised. So that's
not cool. Surprised, but happy that it happened that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we could be disappointed. And no. Upsets are great, but I don't think this time it was going to happen.
And I mean, I'll be honest with you. I could probably vote either way. I mean, those are literally my two favorite things. So I could have went either way and probably again, you know, kind of like Ashley brought up, I don't remember what it was. I think it was like popcorn versus corn dog nuggets.
Yeah.
He brought up the fact that, you know, she wouldn't be considering those two things at the same time.
That's right.
Same thing goes for the fruit and Nutella waffle and the Dole Whip. I probably wouldn't. I'm probably feeling a certain way, and I want one or the other. I'm probably not deciding between the two.
Yeah.
The fruit and Nutella waffle is a hot waffle that's, you know, got fruit and Nutella. It's kind of more savory, sweet thing. The Dole Whip, and I like the float, so it's more refreshing. Kind of in the hot sun, you would want that. I don't know if I'd want to eat a fruit and Nutella waffle at 1:30 in August in Disney World.
Oh, that usually was a parade type of thing. Yeah, definitely. Parade, nighttime parade.
Hey, Ron, nighttime parade. That would be perfect. You're right.
On the flip side of that, though, you could essentially have them both at the same time because they are not that far from each other. So you get a crazy craving for both, and it's totally feasible.
Right. Yeah.
Nice.
Brandon's just rubbing salt in the moon.
He is, totally. Well, you know what? Let's get off this then, and let's get on to the next thing I have.
What do you got?
We're muting Brandon for the rest of the night.
If you guys have listened to the podcast, you know that we do the Wheel of Attractions every so often.
Yeah.
So what I did in kind of retrospect for this entire tournament was I put together a Wheel of Restaurants.
Ooh.
So let's see if we can share that. I don't know. There we go.
That is one heck of a wheel.
Every restaurant in the Walt Disney World parks on this wheel.
All right.
So just the four parks, so no resorts or correct. Disney Springs, right?
Yep. Okay. Correct.
All right, so we're going.
I don't want to go out of control because we've still got a crud load of restaurants to go. I believe we've got both counter and sit downs and definitely some of the food stalls and things like that.
Hello, Veronica. Hello, Ashley. Thank you for joining. And Kelly, although
that'd be a mess,
I don't know. I've never seen that happen, but at one time they did have a pineapple upside down cake with Dole Whip on top of it, which was pretty.
Well, yeah, pretty you amazing. Can get the Oreo cookie waffle cone, or you can get, I mean, there's stuff.
No, that's fun.
Spin this baby, man. Let's see. Yeah, I love
here
this.
Here we go.
How many are on there, Ed? Do you know the number?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
1 million.
It's a lot. One
over 100.
What do we got? I can't read it. It is.
It'll tell you. Give it a second.
Gelati.
So that would be the gelati place, I'm believing, over at Epcot.
It's the Italian margarita stand. It's the cannoli cupcake stand.
I believe
is that
so.
What it is.
I haven't had gelatis there at all. I mean, it was in. I think we had that in the top 64.
The cupcake was on there, yeah. Well, we had gelato was in the top 64, and the cannoli cupcake was in the top 64.
Right. Anybody
know that
been
they
to this
made
place?
It
I'm looking it up just because I'm not 100% sure.
If it's where I think it is, it's a month.
Sometimes you go to a kiosk and you don't know that it has a name and you just don't realize it. Exactly
right. That's what I'm thinking it is.
Yeah, it's the Gelati kiosk.
Yeah,
so that's a must every time for us. That's where Susan is getting the Italian margarita every time we go to Epcot. Comes from right there.
What makes it Italian?
It is limoncello and grappa.
Nice, beautiful.
So there's a maybe you can't see it.
Can't see it.
Yeah, it's the one that we expected. Which, by the way, I wonder if that
it's on the right side as you walk into the pavilion.
Yeah,
it's like I always thought it was like as the wine shop, but yeah.
If it's the wine shop, that's they're also building another shop on the right hand side of that entire thing, behind where the cart used to be. But anyway,
it's open. It's a pizza. It's a pickup. It's a pizza window.
It is.
Yeah,
on the right hand side of
in front of the wine store.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking, Linda. Definitely. It's just right in the middle.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're just trying to decide which side it's on.
Which one? Yeah, yeah. It's all good. All right. Spin it again. Let's get something we all know. I like it.
Well, hopefully, Jeff, maybe we'll get that. Here we go. One more shot.
Boy, that thing spins fast.
Jeff, it is. It is good.
Yes.
On my list.
It is good.
Yeah, Lando's Pace 220. None of us have been there.
No. The Friar's Nook.
The Friar's Nook. Nice. Magic Kingdom, Fantasyland. Is it still called the Friar's Nook?
Yes.
Okay. That's the one that always had the macaroni and cheese and chili bowls, or they had the bread bowl. They had something like specific to them that they kept experimenting with a couple of years ago. Never made it over to try it, though. And they've got the ice cream.
I don't think so. I think that's the other place. There's two places right there that are close together.
Oh, well, yes. You know what? I'm probably thinking of the place that gives you those green shakes that we started out with.
In the Peter Pan float and all that. Yeah, that is also right in that same little stretch right there in Fantasyland, but it's two different places.
That place always reminds me. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You can totally get confused and think you're going to one place, but yeah, they're really two.
They're close, and they're all in that same little lineup.
Yeah, maybe it was the Tots, Kim. It always reminds me of like a boardwalk restaurant lineup, those stores right there between the Winnie the Pooh and the old Snow White place.
Yes.
So I looked it up, and Kim is right. It is the Tots. It's the Tots place.
Yeah. It was something specific they had, and they always kept changing the toppings for them, too.
Yeah. So they got some hot dogs, too, yeah.
There's some bratwurst. There's a creamy bacon and macaroni and cheese. There's loaded buffalo chicken tots.
There you go.
Creamy bacon, macaroni, and cheese tots, a buffalo chicken hot dog.
I think that's at the Cheshire Cat. They actually have the Cheshire Cat like restaurant, Veronica, like a shop around the corner from.
Yeah, right by the
spinning saucers, the teacups, right?
Yeah. Right now, that's been closed.
So maybe they do.
Well, they've been serving the cattails in Cosmic Rays for sure.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
The cattails were one of the 64 snacks that were on our list.
And that's on my list for never trying. I'm going to have to. So very cool.
My last trip, I got a cattail at Cosmic Rays. And because I ordered something else actually in the mobile order, and they were out of it. So they gave me a cattail instead. And it was pretty good.
Cool.
It's the first time I had it.
Yeah, my list of must tries has definitely grown since Snack Madness.
And that's the beauty of Snack Madness. Oh, that's why we did it.
It is.
Mine has too. I'm still going straight for that strawberry
shortcake
ice cream sandwich.
Yeah. Ice cream sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going right for that next time I'm at Emerald Kingdom.
Okay, I think we can go another time.
Sure.
Everybody ready? Here we go.
I like it. We need the sound effect.
I couldn't find a good one. That's why.
Yeah,
do you hear the piano at all? I guess not.
Yeah,
faintly.
Only after you said it. I could hear it after you said it. This one looks long.
I mean, everybody likes this place. Yeah, I mean.
Is it the Shack of Margaritas or what's Koza?
I don't know what Koza is, but that's the new margarita. Yeah, fairly new margarita stand outside of Mexico.
So big. I remember the old Mexico margarita stand was on the side where Donald was usually showing up, and it had three different drums.
Yes.
Yep.
So where's this one?
This is where we stood for the meat. Like, our backs were to it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the food and wine booth. They just kept it.
Dug it out. It's permanent.
There's a big permanent building with a wall that you got to go around to get there. It's a right across the way from the quick service food place.
Yep. Walking towards Mexico. It's on the left, right before the pavilion.
Nice.
And it's just drinks, right? There's no food.
They have some snacks there, if I remember right.
Light snacks.
Yeah. They have tequila there, too. A tequila flight there.
Kim loves the
trip inside. What's the type of margarita, Kim?
Kim likes the Fiesta, which is the regular, which is the lime, the mango, and the strawberry, and they stack them.
They layer them, That's good. Well, they used to have, it was red, white, and green before.
Yeah.
When they had it over at the other place. Cool.
And I remember before you can get it like a pomegranate liquor shot with the margarita.
A floater, yeah.
Yeah.
They do those in the beers across the way. You know what's interesting? This is this is an interesting fact because I found this out when we did the meetup there because I was probably buying like me and Sam a beer. So you know there's a limit, a rule that you can only buy two drinks. Well, if you buy a beer with the floater, that's considered two drinks.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which is a little ridiculous because you're asking me, it's an add-on to me. It's not two drinks, it's one drink. But I couldn't get the floaters because I would have had four drinks and I was by myself. So I had to just get regular Dos Equis.
Bummer.
Fiesta margarita.
Nice.
It's good that they have tequila there because sometimes a line for the tequila bar inside is ridiculous.
Sam said the flight, that's interesting. Everyone definitely check it out.
Yeah. Another interesting, now inside at La Cava, they do have margaritas that they do not have outside at the Choza. They have specialty margaritas inside La Cava.
Yeah.
Blood Orange, I want to say, is the one I remember.
One, and there's another one that's like a...
avocado or cucumber. It's a green one.
Cucumber, yeah, something like that. Kim's going to know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. It's actually really good.
Okay.
And I think I mentioned it before. I was trying to think, like, years ago, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, they did Epcot After Hours, and you could pay, obviously, an extra ticket to the event and do, like, a food and wine tasting in a specific country. I did Mexico because it was food or was tequila tasting, and they taught you about tequila, and it was like my favorite event that I've done.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love learning about that stuff.
Yeah,
I know. I know a lot about tequila.
Tequila, plus it's good tequila.
That's all I drank. I love Don Julio 70.
Yeah, the best thing they did in the last 20 years is making tequila a really good alcohol.
Yeah.
I think it's always been an option. I mean, Don Julio 1942 has been around for a long time. That's high end tequila. But when you're in college, you're not looking for that type of tequila.
Yeah, there's only two choices.
You know what drives me nuts? Especially like I see people on like these TikToks and stuff, and they're like pouring shots of Don Julio 1942 and like shooting it. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you don't do that.
You don't shoot Don Julio 1942. You sip that.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. You can get cheap tequila and shoot it.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I think that's going to be it for tonight.
That was fun, man. We need to do that more often. I look forward to this, Ed.
And we need to start working on next year's Disney Nerds Madness. So if you have any ideas, anybody watching us tonight, definitely email us. questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com. Definitely let us know what you think.
So now we've done snacks, we've done restaurants, we've done
attractions twice and characters.
Attractions twice, and we've done characters.
I almost want to say hotels, but I don't think there's enough. No. So it's kind of coming up the next thing. Seven. Movies, maybe major.
No, we did movie. We did animated movies once too.
We did do animated movies, but maybe just
drinks. Since we're talking tequila,
maybe live action. Movies.
What about drinks?
Yeah,
maybe.
Can we come up with 64 drinks?
That's a tough one.
I know we can, but it's tough. Yeah. It's all good.
Email us your ideas so we can
put it together. We need to have a contest to come up with the idea next January.
Adi's got a good one. Songs.
That's actually a really good one.
Songs. Park songs.
Everybody has their favorite songs. And we could go to games with that. Movie songs versus parks. Because park songs, you only have so many. When you do Spectrum Matrix and your Illuminations and stuff like that. But then
you could do brackets that way too. You could have your cartoon songs next to your movie songs, next to theme park songs, and
we'll have to play with
potentially.
You know what's interesting is if
only you have enough, Kim.
Yeah, Kim could do the ears thing.
If my favorite like animated movie song is not from my favorite animated movie.
That's okay. That's fine.
That's okay, yeah. Man. That'll probably the same boat.
And that'll be kind of like the way with Snacks, where we discovered Snacks we've never heard of before. Not nice way to find some new music to listen to. So maybe that might be the way to go. We'll see.
All right. Before we close out, guys, if you are a fan of Star Wars, I highly recommend in about 10 minutes or so, join me, Ed, Sam, and our friend Stan Solo over at our live stream for Womp Rat Radio. So that's WOMPRAT Radio. You can find us on Facebook, and we'll be hopping over there starting right about 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time. We should be going live. So if you're a fan of Star Wars, please join us over there and come chat Star Wars with us.
We're talking animation tonight. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be good. The old cartoons.
Thank you guys very much for joining, and we'll see you next Tuesday on the live show. Next Tuesday, we have a special guest, Michelle Atwood with Lost Princess Apparel. We'll be joining us on the live show to talk about all the wonderful things she has going on over there. And a lot of good stuff, masks, leggings, all kind of awesome Disney-themed clothes, Star Wars-themed clothes. So, Jeff, that is awesome.
That is awesome.
As long as she didn't make a red one, we're all good.
I got the red one. I'm good.
I know. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Kogaloosh.
Kwaharini.
Vanuile. Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
Vanuile Jean. Good night, people.
Was the bar open at the Art of Animation? Well, actually, do they have a bar at the Art of Animation?
Yeah, they have the drop-off, the pool bar.
Drop-off.
Okay.
Because it's a Finding Nemo bar or pool.
Say it again.
It's a Finding Nemo pool.
Okay, say it again, but only one of you say it.